Hello, this is Pastor Dan Hall of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day. The fall weather is getting colder and leaves are changing and we're entering into a new season. Flu season, of course. Many healthcare people and pharmacies are promoting that you get a flu shot. Now, getting the flu shot is no guarantee that you won't get the flu, but it is part of doing what you can to prevent yourself from getting sick. I can still eat healthy foods and wash my hands and try to avoid people who are sick, but nevertheless, the flu virus is still out there. It helps me to do all that I can to protect myself from getting sick physically. Let me ask you a question. Do you do the same with your spiritual life? 1 Peter 5:8 says that Satan is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Are you doing everything you can to protect yourself from his advances and his attack? In order to stay physically healthy, I eat and digest healthy foods every day. I also need to take in and digest God's word each day to strengthen myself spiritually. Paul, writing from a Roman prison, describes how the Christian needs to put on their spiritual armor in order to stand firm in the spiritual battle. Satan will attack you in many different ways. He'll try to confuse you and deceive you with false doctrines. For example, people who deny the deity of Christ will show up at your door. Satan will try to get you to doubt God's goodness, faithfulness, and sovereignty. Just like Eve in the Garden of Eden, he'll attempt to deceive you to disobey God's commands. But you can protect yourself by being prepared and equipped to resist Satan and his attacks. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, 14 through 18, to put on the belt of truth. The belt held the other pieces of armor together, just as the truth integrated in the life of the believer holds together your spiritual armor. Next comes the breastplate of righteousness. This piece protects the soldier's vital organs, including his heart. The soldier of Christ needs to remember that his salvation is not based on his own righteousness, but that of Christ's righteousness is achieved through living a sinless life in complete obedience to the Father. Christ's righteousness is credited to you through faith in Jesus' atoning death on the cross and his bodily resurrection from the grave. Next, we're called to put on the shoes of the gospel. Through the gospel of Christ, we have peace with God, and we're to bring the good news of salvation through faith in Christ to our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, anyone who needs to make peace with God. We are ambassadors for Christ and joyfully share the life-changing power of the gospel. We're also called to take up the shield of faith. The word for shield here describes a large wooden shield that was covered with a tough leather. It was used to protect the soldier from flaming arrows shot by the enemy, just as Satan fires his fiery arrows at believers today. The shield of faith, a living faith in the power and promises of God, protects you from Satan's flaming arrows. We also put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects our heads and our brains. Satan's hope is to get you to doubt your salvation in Christ. The truth is that your salvation is secure through faith in the death and resurrection of Christ. He has obtained victory over Satan and sin and death. And we need to constantly remember that Satan is already a defeated foe. Lastly, we're to take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. This is the only offensive weapon Paul mentions in the passage. Like Jesus, who refuted the devil with God's word when he was tempted, you too are to have God's word richly dwelling within you so that you can resist temptation. The armor of God can be seen as a picture of Christ himself. He is the truth. He is our righteousness. He is our peace. In him we put our faith. He is our salvation, and he is the word of God. I want to encourage you today to do all that you can to protect yourself from the attacks of Satan and to take up your armor and stand firm. This is Pastor Dan Hall from First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day.